serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Wood and clay, that means that what? A lot of times we feel that we are not in a certain place to receive certain blessings. Well, I'm not a minister. I don't do this, you know. I just make my way into God's house, you know, and I'm just here to serve God. God loves you. God, it matters to God who we are and what we do matters to God. Don't you know that some of our assignments, according to His Word, is just to simply come through those doors and pray. All through the Word, while the message is going forth, while praise is going forth, your assignment is to pray. He didn't watch for the enemy when he's trying to slip in. Pray. Someone should always be a watch as well as pray. Somebody, we need somebody that is willing to say, I'm going to come in, I'm going to pray, God. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch and I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that you move, God, that you move according to your word. God, move in our lives. Don't worry about that promotion. I see the promotion. God is going to do it. I see the increase in your life. I want to let you know God is going to do it. I see the house that you desire. I want to tell you today God is going to do it. All we got to do today is get serious with God. Don't tell me what he can't do because I'm evidence of what he can do. He don't care nothing about your money. He don't care nothing about your job. He don't care nothing about what you may think he care about. Only thing that matters to God is that we are serious and we will serve him to the best of our ability. I said, well, preacher, you talking about God? You talking about him being a healer? You talking about God being a deliverer? Yeah, I got my little brace back in the back, but you know what? God was right there. It went in my neck. God was right there. And when they got through doing what they do in them 5 hours, whatever they did, God covered me. I've seen enough people go into the hospital with less than what I have and then come back alive. I'm standing here before you right now, week 5, which should be at least week 8. Well, it don't seem like much to me, it is. The little things. Look at somebody, tell them the little things. Look at the little things God is doing in your life. Look at the little things, because when you look for the big thing, trying to see the big picture, you don't see all those little things that he's doing. God, I thank you right now. It says, therefore, verse 21, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, from willfully sin, if anyone cleanses himself, Lord, not going to stop you from sinning. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. God, come into my life. Save me, Lord God. I humble myself before you. We do that, but God is not going to stop us from sinning. You got to do something. Lord, I thank you. If anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor for honor, sanctified and useful for the master's prepared for every good work. If anyone cleanses himself, get Christ in your life. Once we get Christ in our life, we have what it takes to cleanse ourselves. take will. Well, Lord, just take this from me. No, you start making efforts and watch and see what God will do. I remember way back when I had asked God to, I told him I wanted to stop smoking. And then I asked him to stop smoking, but then I put cigarettes out through the house. Just in case. Just in case, yeah, just in case. And you know what happened? Just in case came. Well, I went back to find them old 3-day, 4-day old cigarettes and smoked them. I really wasn't ready. See, sometimes we asking God for stuff when we really ain't ready. It really wasn't ready. Now, I can remember exactly when I stopped smoking because I was in revival. I was driving home from revival, and I bought a pack of cigarettes. And I bought them out. You know how you have to pack them. Some of the smokers, y'all know what I'm talking about. Them Newports, y'all. And I opened them. I took one cigarette out of the pack. I put it in my mouth. And it hit me. I said, no. I said, Lord, I don't desire to do this. I took the pack of cigarettes. The cigarette threw them out the window. It went out my mouth, threw it out. Went down the road, maybe 20 miles down the road. Car flipped over. Spinning around in the road. Come out about a foot from hitting this big, huge tree. Haven't smoked since. Sometimes the Lord would do something to get our attention. From that day on, and that was what, 1985, I became serious about my relationship with God. I'm not going to play church, Lord God. What are you saying? I'm saying it's time to build back better. And how we start building back better? We start by building our relationship with God. Because there's four things I'm going to say, and then we're going to be out of here. In the natural, there's four things we need when we build. If you're going to build a house, work on your house or what have you. If you notice when you come in the door of the sanctuary, you see a permit up there because we had to have some work done. Had to have an air conditioner put into the building here. There was the paper on the door, and the inspector had to come and sign off on it. But the first thing, if you're building a relationship, if you want to build a relationship with God, the first thing we need in the natural is that we need a desire. You need a desire. The first thing you need is a desire. Right now, my wife, she desires an extension on the house. Well, we desire it. We desire to do an extension on the house, but if we want to do an extension house, then the next thing we're going to need, you need a permit. See, a lot of us want God to build because we have a desire to build, but we don't want to pull a permit. And to pull a permit in God, you need salvation. I desire God to do some things in my life. Oh, that's good. I desire for God to bless me. I desire for God to move in my life. I desire for God to work. I desire for God to cover my house. I desire for God to save my children. I desire God to heal. First thing you need to do, you got to desire. Now you need to pull a permit. Salvation, that's my permit. And then after you need a permit, you can't build without a permit. Well, you can build. But if they found out that you build and they come around, you have to tear it all down. Yeah, I wanna add to my house. And you start getting people to come out and just start building and see what happened. We wanted to cut a tree down in our front yard. We had to get permission to cut the tree down. And one of the people didn't know about it. We cut the tree down. They came out, they drove out, and they jumped out the truck, and they stopped everybody from working. Come up to the door, knocking on the door. Well, you know you can't do that in the community. I say, listen, I got the letter right here. See, when Satan started coming your way, show him the letter. I got a permit. I got a permit to claim my children. I got a permit. What does she need? Anybody have salvation? You need salvation. But then once you get salvation, you need a blueprint. You just can't build it the way you want to build it. Somebody know where I'm going with this. You need blueprint. You need the word of God. Just can't build it how you want to build it. Well, I believe that we ought to do it this way. Well, what does the word, what does the blueprint say? So many times we're doing stuff the way we want to do it, but we're not looking at the blueprint. If I want God to do it, am I looking at the blueprint? Am I loving those that hate me? That's what the blueprint says. If I'm building, I need to love that hate me, those that despise me, despitefully behind me acting crazy. I got to love them according to the blueprint. You need a blueprint. You need to follow the blueprint. The Bible. Follow God's word. Follow God's word. But what happens when you're building? What happens when you're building in the natural? I got to permit. I have to permit there, but guess what? That permit is not going to be honored until it get inspected. So now if you're building, guess what you need now? All right, I got to permit, God. I'm doing it according to your word, Lord. I'm doing it the way you say it, God. I'm following your direction, Lord God. I'm loving the way I should love, God. All that, I'm doing all that, Lord. He said, okay, the inspector coming by. The inspector's coming by. And who is the inspector? I think we started off with the inspector, did we? Go back to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3, verse 13. Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it what? It will be revealed by fire, testing. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. So the inspection is the test. You get inspections in the natural, in the spiritual, you get a test. Let's see if this is going to pass inspection. Got the paper on the door because they can't, they right now they can't hook up. The inspector can't come hook up with the one that did the work, so he won't sign off on it. See, that's why we have to build back better, because the inspection is coming. Oh, I'm believing God for miracles. I'm believing God he's going to move in our midst. We got to go through some inspections. We got to get our life in line, in order. Just don't come to church just to come to church. Come to church with expectancy. Believe in God.
Hallelujah. Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week,